defense contractors?
Good question. Okay, let me get the details about how we do it. And here's Paul to reduce the rate for me. Hang on here.
Hi there. Thank you for holding, Billy. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director. Tara wanted me to get on the line to get you the details of our service, how it works, what's included, answer any questions you have, of course. And then she's also asking for me to apply a reduced rate. You're, as a business, less than 5 years old, so you do qualify for reduced pricing for a younger company. Happy Monday, by the way. How is your day going so far?
It's pretty good. Nobody got hurt and everybody completed their work and we got off early.
Well, that's just the trifecta of a good day. That sounds pretty good overall. Well, you know, I've got your file in front of me here, and then I'm sure you use Google, right? And you're probably familiar with that local map or that pack result that pops up right near the top of the page, right?
Oh, yeah. So, oh, yeah, I use Google every day.
We all do, right? I mean, that's where we go as consumers when we don't know who to call. It's the power of this listing. Google's the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet. Nobody calls their dad anymore to find out who they should call. No one uses the yellow pages. We just jump on our smartphone or hop on our computer. We type in a couple of keywords. And 9 times out of 10, we're going to call and hire someone that pops up right there on that first page in that local map. Now, for you, for your services and your service area, that local map's going to be maybe 20 or 25 miles. Now, if you were telling me that, you know, I need to go 50 miles, I need to go 75, 100 miles, we could still do that for you, but it would require adding paid ads on top of the local map. But I think, you know, 25, 30 miles, that's going to cover maybe 90% of your typical service area. You know, I think that's going to get you more phone calls. I know for a fact that you're not getting paid to drive farther, right? I mean, you might charge a trip fee, but you're not an Uber driver, right? Your goal is not to drive as far as you can. You want to keep it as close to home as you can. Now, the businesses that pop up on the first page, now, they're not there because they've been doing it the longest or because they've got the biggest company or because they do the best job in town. The businesses that are on the first page of Google when someone does a search for their services are only there because they've got more content online relating to that search than their competitors have. What the search engines, what Google and Bing search for, is relevant content. And Google does index almost 70 different destinations and directories. The more content you have, the better. We're going to create that content for you. Everything from a fully optimized Facebook page for your business, a Yelp listing, Super Pages, Manta, Chamber of Commerce. Like I said, almost 70 different directories known to the public and unknown. All of that is equally important to Google, equally weighted. All of it does talk about your services and your service area. That way, when someone in that area does a search for a keyword or a search phrase related to a service you provide, Google will be reassured instantaneously. I mean, as soon as someone does a search, the search engine indexes that information, and Google will see on 70 directories that you are definitely in that area providing that service. Now, we're a Google Premier partner, so we know the content that Google looks for. Even when they make changes, they keep us updated. So we'll create that content. Now, I noticed you've already got a Facebook page. We can use that. I mean, we would have created one for you if you didn't already have one, but we would definitely link to the website that we build for you, that Facebook page as well. There is no website currently for R&R Fencing, right?
No, sir. Well, I haven't.
Do you have photos,
really
though?
I haven't really had time to sit down.
That's okay. Not everyone
photos,
has
yeah.
time. You've got photos? Good. Because our job is not just to list you on the first page. It is, in fact, of course, to make sure that people who see you there decide to call you. Now you use Google, like you said, so you know you will not be the only company that pops up when someone does that search. And of course, not everyone who sees you on the first page will decide to call your company. The ones that do, though, you know, they're going to call you after seeing the website that we'll build, the .com website, talking about your services, your service area, of course, putting before and after photos on there. So when someone does decide to call you at that point, they have pretty much already decided that, you know, if you're available to do the job, if your price is fair, they'll likely hire you for your services. So it's a very high conversion rate. The calls come directly to you. There's no third party involved. You're not chasing down the same lead that your competitors are chasing down. You're not paying for a lead. You just get those direct phone calls. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, 15 jobs a month, 50 jobs a month, big jobs or small, it's the same flat rate. With reduced pricing, it's $199. That's an exact amount, $199.00. It would bill once a month for that amount. No taxes, no fees, no surcharges. Of course, there's no lead fees, so it doesn't vary, doesn't depend on how many leads you get or the cost of the lead. You know, always it bills once a month for that exact same amount. Now, what I'd like to do here for you is include the website. I mean, our job, like I said, is not just to list you on the first page. It's to make sure that people call you. I want to include the website at no additional cost. It's a month-to-month service, so we want you to hit the ground running. It'll take us about 3, maybe 4 business days to build out your website. The initial construction of the website will be included, as well as the hosting, maintenance, and even updating of the website. All of that will be included at no additional cost. And, of course, you're going to get a tracking system. You'll be able to easily see 24/7 access to your client dashboard, we call it. You'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work is coming from, the breakdown of keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on the first page for each of those searches. Are you doing strictly residential, or do you do commercial fencing as well?
Most residential mainly.
Yeah, mostly.
Not so much commercial.
Well, it is a listing for a residential fencer, but the reason I ask is if you did want to target commercial, we would put that into the content as well so you can get those calls. Now, is it strictly installation of new fences? Do you want to be found for repairs?
Oh, that's mainly what's keeping us busy right now, the power
repairs. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of your bread and butter. It's what you do more often, but you certainly would take on the installation as well. And I wanted to ask you, is it anything fencing related? I mean, chain link, privacy fence, wrought iron, barbed wire, electronics?
We do it all.
You do it all. That's great. Because, I mean, that just
makes the only thing we don't do is electric gate opener.
Oh, not the gate opener. Gotcha. Okay, I'll put that in the notes here.
We can install gates, but we don't do the gate openers because of so many callbacks.
Gotcha. Yeah, you're not kidding.
The gate openers do not hold their replacement value. And
right.
It's just aggravating. Lightning hits them, and then I got to come back and fix it.
But you're more in depth with the services that you provide. You know, not everyone will do like the vinyl and the PVC and the you know, of course a lot of people do wood and chain link, but it seems like aluminum or steel or wrought iron repair and install. I mean, you've pretty much got it covered. So, you know, those are all different things that people will need, and more people who are looking for someone who can do what you do will be able to find you and call you. Now, like I said, 15 jobs a month, 50 jobs a month, repairs, installations, it's all going to be the flat rate of $199. Now, one thing that Tara did find, and I think she found it when she was looking for your website, was the Angie leads, the home advisor. That's a lead-based service. You pay for every lead, whether you get the job or not, right?
Right.
Are you using that service currently? Are you paying for leads right now?
Yeah.
You are. How do you like that service overall?
Actually, it's not that bad. I mean,
it's not bad, right? I mean, you get a lot of leads. They don't always turn it. They don't always turn into jobs, but enough of them do to make it worth doing. That's for sure. I mean, it's hit or miss.
Right.
You know, that's for sure. But I'm glad to hear that you're having pretty good success with that service. Now, if you're having success with a service like that, you're going to love Google even more because the calls come directly to you, and there is no direct conflict with the Angies. Although, what I would tell you, though, Billy, is what my clients tell me, you know, the ones that have a lead-based service, whether it's the one that you've got, the Angies or HomeAdvisor, or if it's like Thumbtack or Networks, CraftJack, I mean, they're all about the same. I mean, you pay for the lead. The lead that you get gets sent to your competitors. Most of my clients, in fact, I would imagine most business owners prefer to get direct phone calls. I don't think anyone wants to chase down a lead, especially knowing that your competitors are chasing down that same lead. So you'll probably be able to do what a lot of my clients do, which is to scale back on those leads. You know, spend less time, spend less money chasing those leads, keep your leads paused more often. Some of my clients cap their leads at a lower amount. A lot of my clients actually shut their lead-based service off altogether and just let their phone ring. Not everyone uses Angie Lead, but pretty much everyone uses Google. Yeah. If they're not using Google, they're using Bing, the other major search engine. You're going to be covered there. Any device as well that can access the Internet, laptop, tablet, smartphone, of course, vehicles that have Internet access, voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, of course, Siri on a smartphone. So, you know, our job, like I said, is to keep your phone ringing. That tracking and reporting, you'll know what clients found you from the local map or from individual directories or from your website. Now, keep in mind, it's designed to get your phone ringing. Everything has the click-to-call feature, and most of the time you'll get calls directly. Now, your website will also have a contact form. People can tell you where they're located, what they're looking to have done, when they want you to come out. When they fill out that form, you get a text message as well as an email, so you always know right away when someone is trying to contact you. And, of course, whether they call you directly, as they most often will, or reach out to you through your website, it is still that flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Anything they type into that form repopulates on your tracking system so you know how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, even who to follow up with. And like I said, we can have a link to your Facebook page. The Facebook icon with the clickable link to that Facebook page will be right there on your website. So everything that you've got working for you already will continue to work for you. It's just going to, you know, reach a larger target audience and of course, get you more phone calls. I'm looking at your Facebook page now. You've got a lot of photos on there already. We can use the photos that you've already got, but like I said, the hosting, maintenance, and even updating of the website is included. So we send you more jobs. Just take more photos. We'll add more photos to your website. There would never be any additional cost for that. Billy, did you have any questions for me at this point?
No, you're a lot more helpful than the other guy was. But.
Well, you know, my job is to help out companies, and I've been doing it for a long time. I've been with this company for over, well, I guess it's over 9.5 years now, April of 2013. So, you know, I know that our service works. Our clients stay with the service long-term, although, of course, there is no long-term contract. It is strictly month to month. It's completely at will. You can stop at any time for any reason. No questions asked. No fees involved.
Well, how do I know when to pay the next month?
Okay. So today's date is the 10th. So it would actually bill on the 10th of the month every month. And it does bill automatically. You can stop at any time. You can pause it if you get too much work or if you want to go on vacation. You won't need to pause it seasonally, but you can also pause the service seasonally if you need to. Now, the one thing that I will do here, of course, I'm going to include the website at no additional cost. There is normally a setup fee, not for the website, but for all the content that we have to create to get you on that first page. But one thing that I noticed, and it's on that Angie's, it says veteran-owned. Are you a veteran of the U.S. military?
No.
You're not? Is anyone associated with your business a veteran? I mean, I do often see misinformation on a on a Home Advisor page, but that's one that I'm not sure popped up there. Well, I was going to give you a reduced rate being that you're a veteran, but, you know, I want to give you a reduced rate being that you're using Angie's leads because, you know, they've got information on here that doesn't always help you. Like you said, sometimes you get leads that don't turn into work. It's not specifically for Angie's. It's just a promo code that I'm going to add. Where is that promo code? Oh, there it is. There's a promo code. It's for someone who is currently or even has recently spent advertising dollars elsewhere. And you certainly are spending your advertising dollars with that Angie. So it allows me to reduce the cost of the setup fee. Normally, I might only take 25, maybe 30, maybe even 50% off of the setup fee. But I actually want to take 2/3 off of the setup fee. The setup fee is $299 because of all the content that we create. I'm going to take $199 off of that. It would just be a one-time setup fee of $100. It only attaches to the very first month. After that, it is the flat rate of $199. And again, that's a fixed rate. So no matter how long you use the service, it would only be that exact amount. The website is included. Now, I see it as R&R Fencing LLC. That's how it's branded on the Facebook page, too. So you do want the LLC to be part of the branding of the business, correct?
Yeah, I guess.
Well, I think it looks more professional, and of course, we want consistent.
Right.
We want consistent branding for the business. So, and it looks like the phone number that we are speaking on is the number that you want your customers to call. It's on the Facebook page as well. The 352-446-3204. Is that a smartphone? Can you receive a text message on that number?
Yeah, I can receive text message.
It is good. Like I said, most of the time you're just going to get direct phone calls, but if someone fills out the contact form on your website, you do get a text message as well as an email. And I did see an email address too. Looks like first name, last name, 701@gmail.com. Is that correct? Your last name
is
Doring? Okay. And then, Billy, when we contact you regarding your account, we do use phone, text, and email. It's usually the method that's most appropriate to the information we're trying to get out to you, certainly for longer pieces of information and something we would want you to have for your records. We'll email it out to you. But a lot of the times we're just going to give you a quick phone call or shoot you a text. Did you have a preference, though, as to how we contact you, phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
Phone or text is fine.
Phone or text preferred. Yeah, that's usually most common for a service-based business. And you are service-based, right? Meaning you always go out to the customer. No one ever does come to you. There's no physical address. There's no showroom or brick-and-mortar location that we would be promoting for your business, right?
No.
Perfect. That's perfect. I mean, Google knows that most service-based businesses are basically run out of the truck or run out of the home. You know, you go out to customers, no one comes to you. Google, in that case, doesn't want to list the physical street address. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would. That Home Advisor, the Angie's, has got the 4702 Knight Station Road, though. Is that your residence?
That's where I live, yeah.
It is, yeah. You know, that's why I was asking. Like I said, Google doesn't want to list that address. Even if it were a shop or a small office where you did your paperwork, since you don't see customers come to you, Google doesn't want to have anyone have that address to where they could drive out there and knock on your door, especially since you're out in the field most days. You'll just be listed city and state, not even that zip code. And then, like I said, you know, 25, 30 miles is what you can expect with that local campaign and all the content that we'll create. If you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. I mean, one, I will take a look at what we call our client interview calendar. That's where we schedule the follow-up call with our technician. We're going to want to kind of dot the I's, cross the T's, make sure that we've got all the information that we need to build out your website and create that content, verify information that I've got, information that we see off of your Facebook page. I mean, we'll want to know things like the hours of operation. location that you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc. You know, what's unique about your business. If you want, for example, to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing, we'll take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You don't need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. Your Facebook page lists you as always open. Does that mean that you'll do like emergency service as well?
Well, yeah, you got to sometimes because if like people run to a fence and cows can get out.
Yeah, you gotta get out there and help them out. You know, it happens at all hours of the day, that's for sure. So that's, again, more services that you can be found for, and when it is something of an emergency, people are just gonna call that first guy that they see, so you being on that first page is definitely gonna help you to get those phone calls too. Now, like I said, if you don't have any other questions for me, I'll schedule that follow-up call with our technician. The other thing that I'll do here, and it's required of us as we are Google Premier Partners, Billy, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service. That way, reduce the cost of both the subscription fee as well as that setup fee, that we will, in fact, include the website for you at no additional cost, etc. Like I said, it is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I'm actually required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Okay.
Billy, give me just a second here to get that set up. Okay. It reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want that to appear online?
R&R Fencing, LLC.
Perfect. And that is exactly how I have that with the LLC. And then, Billy, please state your name and your official title within the business.
And Billy, the owner of R&R Fence, LLC.
Your last name, Billy, just for the records here?
Billy Doring.
Okay, Mr. Doring. And then as the owner of R&R Fencing LLC, Mr. Doring, you are, of course, then authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the company, right?
Yes, sir.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your business. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Billy, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then, Mr. Doring, it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Since our job is to make sure that the people who need your services are able to contact you directly, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, text messages, emails coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Doring, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and as long as you answer the phone, you're going to be very successful with this service. It's always a bit of a concern for me when I call one of my clients. I'm calling the business number, and it goes to voicemail. There were still mailbox not set up or mailbox full. I mean, it's a concern not because I have to call them back, but because I know that if I were a potential customer trying to call and hire them and it goes to mailbox not set up and I can't even leave a message, I'm probably more likely to call the next guy than I would be to call back, right? So, you know, we don't want you to miss opportunities. As long as you answer the phone, you're going to be very successful with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. Like I said, we're already aware of the Angie and the Facebook page. No conflict there with either of those. The reason that we ask, though, is all of the additional content that we'll be creating for you. We wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or even more important is that we do need to make sure that all of your business information online is accurate and consistent. So, and we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We're just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Billy, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is accurate. Mr. Doering, that's fair enough, right?
Right, right.
Yeah, we're going to do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website for you. Like I said, we'll make sure that no address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that that information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I'm applying here, reducing both the subscription cost and the setup fee, with the website included at no additional cost, and of course with it being a month-to-month service, Mr. Doering, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today, the 10th of October, at the very discounted total amount of $299.00. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 10th of the month moving forward at a further reduced rate of exactly $199.00. And again, that $199 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees either. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. In this case, we will also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That landing page, Billy, is also included at no additional cost, which again means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. Okay. Now, the services are offered at will. There is no long-term contract. You can pause it at any time for any reason. You can stop the service. No questions asked. No fees involved. You can even, like I said, pause the service seasonally if you need to. All that we request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Billy, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Doering, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Billy, that actually does conclude the voice verification. Mr. Doering, that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What works best for you?
Now, this is $299 this month, and then next
yes,
month it'll be $199.
That is exactly correct. Yeah. So I took $199 off of your setup fee. I took $200 off of your monthly fee. So you're saving $399 in the first month. Every month moving forward, you're still going to save the $200 because it's not going to be the $399, which is the regular cost. Although you are, you know, just about a year or so shy of when we cut off the new business rate, since we've got you in it now, it is a grandfathered rate, so it's not ever going to go up, even if you stay with us for a long time and become a well-established business rate. I'm glad we got you in, though. The established business rate's only about 27% off. This is almost 50%, a little over 50%. So, yeah, you're exactly right. The one-time setup fee of $100 applies to just the first month. That first month is included in that $299. Every month moving forward, it's exactly $199. And that is the exact amount to the penny.
Okay.
Is the name on that card your name, the business name, or both?
It'll be a business credit card.
Okay. And is it Billy Doering on the card or R&R Fencing LLC? How does the name on the card appear?
It'll be R&R Fencing, LLC.
On that card, okay.
Or Clifford William Doring.
Clifford William Doring. So you definitely go kind of by your middle name and a nickname at that.
Right.
But we've got you here as Billy, and that's how we'll refer to you. And then, did you say that was a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
I don't know. It's the one with the two circles, I don't say.
Oh, that's
it's got a red circle. MasterCard.
And a yellow one? Yeah, it should start with a 5. Yeah. That's your key indicator as well. All MasterCards start with a 5.
5? Oh, yeah.
Okay. If you want to go ahead and read that 4 digits at a time, I'll repeat it back at the very end for accuracy.
5348600019387429.
Mm-hmm.
7429.
Okay. I've got that as 5348600019387429.
Yes, sir.
And then the expiration month and year?
06/2027.
And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card.
015.
015. So 015 on the back and June or 06 of 2027, the expiration date. Billy, does that bill at the residence, the 4702 Knight Station Road, 33810?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, in about a minute here, you're going to get a confirmation email through our automated system. It is coming from our automated system. Like I said, you'll get it in about a minute. It's going to have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now. No problem. Just let me know when you're ready.
Okay.
All right. So that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And Mr. Doring, that is simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a live client support agent. And Billy, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. You can, of course, email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, like I said, you'll receive that information by email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. Now, Mr. Doring, there will on the invoice email be a link to the written terms and conditions. Everything we just went over in the voice verification is provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. You might even receive the text message before you receive the email, but when you receive one or the other, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through a couple of things there. I'm also going to pull up that client interview calendar to schedule that follow-up call. Before I do, though, I wanted to set your security question and answer so that when we call you directly, we'll have that question and answer. You'll have that question and answer. It's just for your security. We wouldn't want someone calling in saying that they are with your business and, you know, trying to cancel the service or something like that. And, of course, you want to make sure that anybody calling you saying that they are Local Splash or that they're connected with Google, they would know that question without being prompted, and, of course, they would know the answer. There's only 3 choices here, and I don't really recommend mother's maiden name, but city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those 3 would you want to have as your security question?
My security question. You said my mom's maiden name?
Yeah, that's one of them. Or the city you were born in or your first pet's name.
The or first pet thing. I don't remember what pet I had when I was a kid.
remember way back then.
Yeah, that's for sure.
So did you want to go with the city you were born in or your mother's maiden name as that security question?
Well, I was born in Lakeland. So.
You were. So we can go with that. And then I'm going to also, like I said, pull up the client interview calendar. So moving forward, anyone who calls and says their local splash, they'll know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll know the security answer and the question. And of course, let me go ahead and take a look here at that client interview calendar. So we've got the city you were born in, which is of course Lakeland. Just so you know, it is entered into our system with the lowercase L. That's just how the system is. So if you ever have to type it in anywhere, and I don't believe that you will, it is lowercase L. But let's see, the client interview takes about 25 or 30 minutes. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We schedule by the hour. Call would get to you maybe a few minutes after the top of the hour, get you off the phone pretty close to the bottom of the hour. We do still have both the 5 o'clock, well, at least one spot on that 5, and looks like 2 on the 6. So we could do 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock today if either of those times work out to you. For you. If not, we can take a look at tomorrow. You don't have to be in front of a computer.
We can do 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock, okay. So it's going to be scheduled from 5 o'clock until 6 o'clock. Well, like I said, it's a one-hour window for a call that takes about half that time. Well, it gets you maybe just a few minutes after 5, get you off the phone pretty close to 5:30. We have just kind of passed that one-hour threshold, though, where the automated system would send an hour prior a reminder email, so I don't think you'll get that. But I will send you a calendar invite. That's just straight to your email address. The calendar invite, Billy, really is more for your records. You do not need to respond to it. It's going to say local / CING. Sometimes people ask me what that means. Did you happen to receive either the text message or the email that our automated system should have sent out? You got something. Hopefully you're not inundated with too much. I know that sometimes they'll send the welcome email as well as the initial invoice email. But if you've got the one that says local / initial invoice, it says thank you for choosing local / your invoice is located below, and then it says please click here to accept the subscription terms. If you click on the click here, it opens up the local / terms of experience. Again, this is everything that we've already gone over in the voice verification. It's talking about the services that we'll be providing for you, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Mr. Doering, is that what you see?
Hold on a minute. I was, do I click on support at localsplash.com?
It should have the invoice email. I think you get the welcome email as well. Yeah, well, an email or a text message. The email should also trigger a text directly to you.
I got a local / text.
Okay.
Welcome. If you have any questions, please call. Feel free to call us at.
Okay.
That's an amazing.
Yeah, I believe that's the welcome email. It might take a second, but you should receive something that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. And then please click here to accept the subscription terms. That's the one that we want you to see. I do wish our system would wait a minute on the welcome email. Gotcha. That's the one. Yeah, and then click on the blue click here where it says please click here to accept the subscription terms. Those words click here are hyperlinked. That goes to the local / terms of experience. Again, talking about the services. We are obviously going to focus on Google. It's our focus because it's most everyone's focus. But you'll also be listed on Bing as well. It's only about 1 out of 10 people that will choose Bing. Almost 9 out of 10 choose Google. The directory submissions are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. Like I said, it's almost 70 different directories. The landing page, that's your website. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but if you scroll all the way down towards the bottom, there's a long line that goes all the way across it, and above it there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do want you to click on that box, and then in the longer box below the line, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, just type in Billy Doering. There's a space between and the capital B and the capital D. You can copy and paste it too if that's easier, but just be careful to not copy a space before or after. But once you've got your name in that box, click the confirm signature box below it. Mr. Doering, that's going to do a few things. First of all, it does let us know that you know that it is that fixed flat rate, that we did reduce the cost of the setup as well as the subscription, that we've included the website for you, etc. It also does allow us to release the Google PIN card so we can verify that you are an active business in the local area. It also does allow us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that is out there already for your business is accurate and for us to fix it if it is not. So it's an important step in the process, and you will know that you are successful in doing that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that.
I see it.
Okay. You can actually stop right there. The reason that it's asking you for a username and a password, it's coming from my.localsplash.com, which is the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to access your tracking system. The automated system thinks two things, both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it. At this point, neither is true. We are going to have to do that client interview first so we can create the content for there to be something to track. Once we do, you'll get a username and a password. The password's a default password. You can change it once you log in. We know some people never do, and either way, it's fine. I can give you the username, though. That has already been created. It cannot be changed, but it's easy for you to remember. It's simply the phone number that we're speaking on, area code included, but just the number. So no dashes or spaces or parentheses, just 352-446-3204. That will be your username. In any correspondence to the support at localsplash.com email address, please do include that username or even your phone number, since they're almost the same. That way we can access that information and forward it out to the right department. They will, in that client interview, give you the photos, P-H-O-T-O-S, photos at Local Splash. If you like, you can email the photos team directly, but even if you send it to the support email, it'll get forwarded to the right department. Other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. It is going to be someone else from our client interview team giving you that follow-up call in about 40 minutes or so, 45 minutes, you know, right after the 5 o'clock hour. They might be backed up towards the end of the day. It might be about 5:15, something like that. But like I said, it's a one-hour window for a half-hour call. But other than that, I want to be...
I don't get your password.
Well, I believe if there was a password already generated and you tried to log in, it would give you an error message since your tracking system is not active yet. Yeah, well, they might be able to give you that password. Or like I said, typically you'll get by text and email after a day or so. Once the content is created and there actually is something to track, you'll get by email and text the username that I give you along with that password. Other than that, I wanted to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get this going, get your phone ringing. Looking forward to earning your business 1 month at a time. Real pleasure speaking with you. Now, you have a wonderful rest of the day, and do expect that phone call from our technician in the 5 o'clock hour. Thanks a lot. Thank you, Mr. Doering. Billy, you take care, sir.
You too.
Thank you, Billy. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye now.